This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. We totally appreciate your trust. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. Okay, thanks, guys. Totally appreciate it. All right. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play some audio video here for you. If you're on a social media platform, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go over to the right side of the page, click on, and you can join us on those social media platforms and join us on Top Chat, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click on to that social media platform and join us on live chat. You can see this video. If not, you're driving. You just keep driving. Keep your eyes on the road. You're going to hear the audio. It's just as powerful. But I want to bring this to a consummation concerning the first topic, namely that which we have been talking about over the last hour concerning the devil in the details. And then I got some phone calls I'm going to take in a moment here. But first, before I do that, friends, I want you to see this. This was broadcast into the BBC over in England. Over in Europe. And with that said, I can pretty much assure you that you didn't probably expect this to be coming from a black man. But I want to say this again, for the reason of his skin color, it doesn't work for the narrative. This is why it wasn't played over here in America. This is why they can safely do it over there in Europe, but I want to bring Europe's television and I want to bring it over to you so you can see what American media did not allow coming from this righteous man. As a matter of fact, last week I even played many of the, what you would call Hollywood movie stars, musicians that are totally condemning the BLM, condemning the mainstream media for making an issue of color. When in fact, friends, I'm a preacher, it's not an issue of color. It's an issue of right and wrong in every given scenario in this life, because it's clear, Acts 17:26, that all nations are one blood, period. I don't care what color you are. You're my brother. You're my sister. I am my brother's keeper. And the fact of the matter is, we need a little of this back into play, friends, looking out for the other guy, right? And it's not an issue of color. And most people with a little common sense know all the well as to what I'm telling you is absolutely true. So let's do this. Let's go over to the BBC. And check this article out, actually video. Check this out, friends.
Police officer and founder and CEO of the Officer Tatum. Thank you very much for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
This is European television.
The wider issues just in a moment, but first of all, just wanted to get your reaction to the conviction.
Well, first of all, I think most of what I heard on the broadcast all the way here is confusing to me. I think we're living in the twilight zone. This conviction, in my personal opinion, did nothing for our country. I mean, people are living a lie. I mean, this was one police officer, one person in the community. They found him guilty. This was the swiftest justice I've ever seen in my life. The day after the film came out, he was arrested. He was tried. 10 hours of deliberation, he was convicted. I'm not really sure why people are acting like this is monumental. Also, he did not get a fair trial, in my personal opinion. There was a lot of obstruction that had happened. They paid the family out $27 million before the jury could be selected. I mean, they're going to have a case in appeal. So I don't know why people are celebrating, and I don't know why this is such a big focal point other than people are making money off of the pain of people in our country.
So you're objecting firstly to some of the things that happened around the trial, which now that there is a conviction, I think we should probably park that. But secondly, you're upset that there's an amalgamation here of a wider sense of a landmark case and this one specific court case.
Yeah, this is not a landmark case. I think people are, this is a political agenda. They're pushing lies in our country. Policing in America is not inherently racist. We don't live in a racist country. This was an interaction between a police officer that I thought did the wrong thing and a black man who was on drugs, high, resisting arrest, and ended up being killed by that police officer. That's as simple as it can be. The president of the United States got out and made a fool of himself trying to promote racism in a simple police encounter that the officer got convicted on.
So you reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation.
Yes, President Biden is an idiot in my personal opinion, and he's just talking because he's a politician.
That's
systemic
right.
Racism. I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism, if you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected.
That's
right.
And
that's exactly what has been happening. That's why you never see anything change. They're lying to us.
So the rate of people being killed by police is higher amongst black people than amongst the rest of the population.
Listen to this.
How do you account for that, if that isn't a systemic racism problem?
Yeah, that's not true. Twice as many white people get killed by police every year. Twice as many white people are killed unarmed by police every year. You just don't see it. There's a gentleman named Tony Tempa. I guarantee you anybody watching me have no idea who Tony Tempa is. Tony Tempa was murdered in the same fashion that George Floyd was killed. But because he was white, we don't hear about it and nobody cares about it. Nobody's talking about police reform when he was suffocated and killed, but they only talk about it because George Floyd is black. Black people commit over half of violent crimes in this country and only make up 13% of the population. They commit over half of the murders in this country, but only make up 13% of the population. And we can agree that 13% of the population aren't the criminals. There's only a small fraction of the black community that's doing this. So that explains why police are in the black communities more. And that explains why black people are incarcerated more. They are making up lies saying that it has anything to do with racism. Do you understand that there's black police officers, too, that patrol in many of these majority black cities? Are they racist? No, that's not the case. They're just making these things up, in my personal opinion, and they're riding a wave of dead black people in order to make money and be politically and get political leverage.
Brandon Tatum, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. Thank you.
Brandon Tatum is his name, Brandon Tatum. And he just told the truth and he shamed the devil, didn't he? We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, what concerns me about the whole argument is They never say how a person's supposed to go about doing this without the officer getting hurt. I mean, I hate seeing police abuse more than anybody, but if we use the gal at Brooklyn Center, when I got my training on self-defense and keeping somebody from shooting you, that man could have come out of the car with a gun and he could have shot her dead easily, or he could have stabbed her with a knife.
Steve, I'm going to take a hard break. Hey, Steve, I got a hard break. Hold over with me, and we'll pick you right back up on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check us out on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and join us on social media platforms. Again, we're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We just had Steve calling in from Minnesota. Steve, go ahead and make your point, please. You there, Steve?
Can you hear me?
No, I can now.
Can you hear me now?
I can. What was your point now, Steve?
Well, when the man dove into that car, when the police officer shot him with a pistol instead of the stun gun, he could have been coming out with a knife or a gun. And if he would have came out with a gun, the stun gun wouldn't have been enough to protect her. So in reality, in self-defense, it would have been justified if he came out with a gun. But how are you ever supposed to know if a guy dives into a car and comes out armed or unarmed? You're dead before you find out what the threat really was. So I don't know how the police officers are supposed to do their job without getting killed anymore.
Well, you know what the objective here is. They want to get rid of police in Minnesota. It's the most unthinkable, irrational thing I've ever heard of in my life. Because people cannot govern themselves, and that's the reason we have police. For those that didn't know, in this country, we didn't have police all the time, friends. The bottom line is we governed ourselves under God, and now we've lost that. And then when we need police intervention to do for us, to govern a situation, because we can no longer govern ourselves, well, then the police get in trouble for doing it. It reminds me of Moses when he intervened. And he meant to break two people up, and he ended up killing one because he wanted to do the right thing. He thought that was God's plan and God's will, though what he did was right. And then what do? They turn on their own. It's nothing new under the sun. In this particular case with Dante Wright, Steve, if you listen to the audio with the video, you can clearly see it was an accident. You can hear her, she was in shock after she pulled the trigger. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, it was a real, for a better way of saying it, a real stupid mistake that she made. But again, when you listen to the audio with the video, you can clearly see that she was shocked when the gun went off, or only to come to the realization that it wasn't her stun gun.
Well, I watched it. I watched the video, and my point is that if he would have came out of there with a gun, and she would have had her stun gun, she'd probably be dead, is my point.
You think she would have? So, I don't think that was the case because they had three police officers. But again, it's a matter of opinion here. And, you know, the bottom line is he's gone now. And,
I just mean when they start, in them shootings, it's hard to know for sure. And when you're trying to save your own life, it's really difficult to know. She could
exactly.
have just as well been killed. She could have been dead, and he had been alive. And I don't know. It's even like George Floyd. If I got to deal with somebody zipped up on drugs now, it does worry me on how I'm supposed to deal with the guy, because if you try to hold the guy down or you try to deal with him, it's not easy to do it and keep him safe. It's not easy to do it to keep yourself safe. And it bears the question then, well, what are we supposed to do?
Exactly.
I mean, if we don't do the job at all, then I'll be safe. But it's really a hard world they ask people to go out into.
Yeah, that's right, and there's no doubt about it. And I want to add to the fact, too, that Robert Winthrop was right when he said, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by a bayonet. Let me say it again. Either you're going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And if we don't want to govern ourselves, this is exactly what we're going to get, friends. And I'm not standing on the side of either one in this case in Brooklyn Center. It was an accident. To me, it was. And I heard the audio. She was shocked that she pulled the trigger, not on the stun gun, but on her Glock, and she accidentally killed Dante Wright. It was just, to me, it was like, okay, there it is. That was about as rare as it gets in seeing a situation play out like that. But I also understand what Steve was saying. So the bottom line is if Dante Wright was doing the right thing and abiding by the law, the police would have never had to have intervened in the first place. I mean, just think about this, friends. These police officers, they're somebody's grandpa. They're somebody's dad. They're somebody's big brother. They're somebody's neighbors. They're somebody's cousin. They're somebody's brothers. I mean, folks, come on. What we're missing in this country is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And here the police come in to do the right thing, and they get blamed for accidentally doing the wrong thing. Now, I'm not justifying that neither, but what I am saying, in most cases, the cops are coming in, like the Micaiah Bryant situation. He came in and he did his job. He stopped an innocent woman from being stabbed to death by taking out Micaiah Bryant. But that's not good enough for the BLM, all five members. It's not good enough because they're making it an issue of color. I want to say this to the black folks. Black power is as dangerous as white power. We need to fall unto the Lord's power and knock off this nonsense. Because if you look at little kids, they're not playing this game. They're not getting sucked into these debates. And again, if you want to stop it, then deal with corrupt politicians that are promoting it and inciting it, along with the mainstream media. Again, friends, I'm going to keep pointing my finger at the responsible party, because judgment needs to go forward upon the heads of the wicked. These are the ones that are creating war in the United States of America. I want to jump topics, unless you have anything that you want to add. 1-866-582-9933. We just heard during the break. Again, this is important. Judy, you want to go ahead and pull up the woman from Georgia, please? You just heard during the break about how this J&J, the benefits outweigh the damage these vaccinations can cause. In particular, Johnson & Johnson, right? But I have pulled up on social media platforms right now Ashley Taylor-Guerin. Did you know that she is a 30-year-old actress and she's dead after the COVID shot? You didn't hear a word about that, did you, friends? No, I didn't think you did. And I'm reiterating this, friends, because this is brand new information. Okay? So Ashley Taylor-Guerin is gone because of the COVID shot. Media said absolutely nothing about it. Okay, so now we also have pulled up in front of us right now on healthimpactnews.com. Great resource. Brain injuries and death continue to follow Johnson & Johnson COVID injections. Okay? Did you hear about that through the mainstream media? Oh, it's rare. Oh, you know what? It's completely rare. Really? Okay, well then let's go on to the next one. Family member of rapper DMX claims COVID vaccine injection preceded his fatal heart attack, not a drug overdose. Okay? Did you hear about that from the mainstream media? Absolutely not. I mean, folks, I mean, the fact of the matter is when you look on the back of the box, there's over 400 adverse side effects to these vaccinations, and then people act like it's some sort of surprise when people have an adverse side effects to these vaccinations. And then you're told by the same propagandist that the benefits outweigh the dangers. Not true. Not true. Hey, folks, did you hear about the 35-year-old nurse and mother of two dead following the Pfizer experimental COVID injections in the UK? Absolutely not. They're selling it to you like it's the coolest thing since the creation of this planet. Now they're aiming for your children, folks. Now they're aiming for your children, right? You're not seeing these statistics coming from Europe or the UK. Did you hear about the 21-year-old University of Cincinnati student dead 24 hours after Johnson & Johnson COVID injection? Absolutely not. Man, the benefits, man, they just outweigh the dangers. Not true. Now they're zeroing in on your children. Did you hear about the healthy 43-year-old father of seven who suffered a stroke and is now paralyzed after Johnson & Johnson COVID shot? Absolutely not. They said that they're going to resume vaccinations because they're very rare. Boy, that's interesting. How is it that I get the information that's inaccessible to these propagandists? Did you hear about the 20-year-old Scottish man dead 12 hours after being injected with the experimental Pfizer mRNA COVID jab? Absolutely not. What about the healthy 27-year-old Chicago doctor dead 3 months following COVID shots? Did you hear about him? Absolutely not. A good-looking kid and his girlfriend. Dead. Gone. Total cover-up. Not a word of it. And last week, I highlighted MSNBC's legal analyst, dead weeks after experimental COVID shot. And, of course, you didn't hear about the 22-year-old Israeli girl dead following experimental Pfizer mRNA COVID injection. See, this is why they want to force inject you, friends. Okay. Then we have two more teachers dead in Italy after the COVID shot. You heard not a word of it. And I could go on and I could go on and I could go on and I can go on. These are someone's family members, friends. And those that are raking in the money right now, they're omitting the facts. And that's what we were talking about during the first hour. I'm going to come back right after this break and I am going to highlight a woman from Georgia who's had enough. And then I'm going to introduce you to somebody after I take this phone call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can now resume after the CDC and FDA lifted the 11-day pause while studying reports of blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein was part of the CDC's advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare.
15 women out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine got blood clots. 3 of them died. Information sheets on the findings will now be distributed to providers about the risks of blood clots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The American public should feel reassured about the safety systems and protocols that we have in place around the COVID-19 vaccines.
She also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby. This is USA Radio News. Some dangerous weather in parts of the Mississippi and the Carolinas as heavy rain and thunderstorms rumbled across the region. On Friday, some areas of the southeast were under freeze warnings and frost advisories, with several cities dipping to below normal. Conditions have gotten worse, with hail, damaging winds, flooding, downpours, and even tornadoes continuing to threaten the region. On Friday night, at least one tornado tore through Hardeman and Wilbarger counties. Softball-sized hail fell over parts of Ford County, Texas. In total, the National Weather Service received 100 reports of severe weather on Friday night, stretching from Texas to the far western Florida panhandle. The Indonesian Navy said it found debris from its lost submarine, indicating that the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in an area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the sub since it went missing on Wednesday, about 60 miles north of Bali. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so what we're going to do, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, join us on social media platforms on the right side of the page. Go over to beforeitsnews.com on the front page, do the same thing there. Again, if you want to call in, we got two segments left, 1-866-582-9933. We got Josh calling in from that of Kentucky. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I hear, and I've heard you say you were saying this earlier, and I don't want to take that out of context because you didn't really give a lot of context, but with that statement as far as that we can't self-govern anymore. And I get where you're coming from, but I just don't want other people to misunderstand that statement that, in the wrong context, I guess. So I don't know if you want to elaborate on that a little bit, because to me, I get, we live in a nation of statutes and codes, and we really don't have access to our law anymore. We don't have a remedy or recourse. We don't have access to courts of record, which are common law courts, which give the people the ability to act as their own tribunal, and keeps the judge, of course, as a magistrate and not as an acting judge. And so those are just common law rule procedures, but we don't really have access to that because of the merging of the courts. So
let me have a conversation with you here, Josh. They took a questionnaire test to 400 graduates that just graduated from law school in the United States of America, and not a one of them could tell them where law came from. They were sworn to the bar.
Exactly.
The God of heaven. And there's the problem right there. When you look at, like, for example, Noah Webster, if you look at he actually wrote a Bible as well, but if you look at Noah Webster, his dictionary, if you open up the first book, 1828, or the first page of the dictionary, you'll see that it has a picture of him, and it says he taught millions to read one to sin. And sin is the transgression of God's moral law. And if you look at the foundations of our country, for example, if you go to Williamsburg in Virginia there, you'll see that we were ruled by canon law, ecclesiastical law, and you'll get a whole earful of all this information from these historian actors that are there. And it's just really second to none. Jamestown, Yorktown, going over to Williamsburg and the such over there, the whole East Coast is just filled. It's rich with American heritage. Even going over to the monument of the fathers, forefathers monument there in Massachusetts, which is about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock. It's just outstanding history. But when you look at also what Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So what I was saying concerning that of Robert Winthrop, who was the head of he was the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, he was the one that was responsible for saying that we're either going to be ruled by the Word of God or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And you're listening right now to the guy that's done about 364 high schools, public high schools in 24 different states. And one thing that I'm noticing in public schools across the country, which comes to my aid right now, is Bemidji High School. Jeff Weiss, he was a 17-year-old kid. He was on dangerous psychotropic drugs. And his grandpa was the sheriff. And what he ended up doing is killing his grandpa and his grandma, and then he went into the public school, and then he killed 7 students along with the teachers. Okay, and we did that high school several years after Jeff Weiss committed that act. And when we walk in there, there's fences around the schools. When we go in, there's metal detectors. There's armed guards now in the schools. There's security videos everywhere in the public schools. And you just got to ask the older generation, is this how it was when you went to school? And they say, no, of course it wasn't. Well, what's different? Well, we used to be ruled by God. Now we're being ruled by the state. They're creating a police state, and they're showing them and teaching them and raising them up to subject themselves to the state, the sword, right? And if we're not going to be ruled by the Word of God like our forefathers or our parents did in many cases, well, we're going to be ruled by the edge of that sword, and I want to avoid the sword. So, I can go back to the preamble of the United States of America, too. We are to govern ourselves, we the people. That's how it starts out with the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. And if you go back to the seedbed, which is called the Declaration of Independence, and I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but I just need to say this for our listeners, that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from we the people and the governed, and we receive our rights from God, not from the state. So either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by the state. And I always make that distinction, and there's a difference between a biblical view of government and there's a difference between an evolutionary view of government. And there's too many people in this country, Josh, that have an evolutionary view of government today.
Yeah, exactly. And I thank you for clarifying. I don't get to chime in a lot. And, if we were taught our basic common law, or the natural law, nature's God,
which is derived from scripture.
Yeah, we would be in a much more a much better state as far as being able to understand that we have individual, and I don't want to use the term loosely, but I'll say we are sovereign entities, or at least we have a delegation of sovereignty from God. He is obviously the sovereign power, but we are sovereign one to another, and we can. If enough people will wake up and we can get educated, we can bring the ability back to at least open or you get back our grand juries, for example. As you said, the states have taken over. So we don't have grand juries anymore. The states have grand juries, but the grand juries were always supposed to be arm's length away. They're never supposed to be a part of government. And so, you know, with that, that is the way we hold our representatives accountable.
Well, yeah,
the
and just
way, because they're going to hold themselves accountable.
Exactly, and just think about this. I mean, before they serve we the people, I don't care if it's a judge or a politician, what do? They put their hand on the Bible. And they swear that they will uphold the enumerated laws. People need to hold their feet to the word of God. And if they would, they can do that with the devil. Hold their feet to the fire, and you're still going to be a free people. And as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, you know, it's when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And they wonder why they're afraid. Because they fail to obey God in holding their government, their representative government, accountable to the laws that they swore that they would uphold. And that's why we're in trouble today.
Yeah, I definitely agree. 2 Corinthians 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray
in
my face.
Chronicles, not Corinthians.
Oh, yeah,
yep. No, that's okay.
Yeah, I read. So if we will humble ourselves, we'll be protected, or at least we'll be led through, you know, I don't believe that we'll be kept from misery or kept from the fight, but we definitely will be protected. And
amen.
Yeah,
Psalm 91.
Thank you for.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, I love hearing from you, brother. I'd like to hear from you more often. We got some thinkers there, and I totally appreciate it. I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends. What's going on? Because you heard it during the break again, how they're talking about these vaccinations and how they're safe. And by the way, you just heard on the break again, just shooting from the hip here. You're also hearing from the mainstream media and the propagandists now where they're encouraging pregnant women to get the vaccinations. This is just the exact opposite information, friends. Exact opposite information that we're hearing from doctors that are telling us the truth. From the qualified physicians, not the propagandists, not the bureaucrats, right? A pediatric nurse brags about getting COVID vaccine while pregnant. Baby is stillborn 8 days later. And I can go on here, friends. UK government changes recommendations on pregnant women getting experimental COVID injections, causing at least 20 miscarriages. Friends, why would your media be telling you to go ahead and get a vaccination now that you're pregnant when we're seeing the side effects take its toll overseas? Whistleblower reveals many pregnancy complications following experimental COVID injections, vaccine leaving a trail of devastated mothers. How come we're not hearing this, friends? We're hearing just the exact opposite in America. This is why I'm continuously staying the course on many of these topics. Now, what I want to do, I just highlighted the fact that, friends, they're zeroing in on your children. That's what they're doing. Coming after your kids, right? We see this happening in Michigan right now. The people, good people, my friends out there, are protesting. And they're on the streets warning the parents before they bring their kids in to get their experimental vaccinations. They're warning them not to take them. Hey, folks, again, let me reiterate, the same government that has sanctioned the murder of 60 million babies are the ones that are selling you the vaccinations today, telling you that these vaccines are good for you. Really? Really, Americans? Gosh! And you got people trying to justify the unjustifiable, though I haven't met any of them yet. That's what I hear some of the people are saying after they get their shots. Some of them even are bragging about getting their shots, and then before you know it, they're gone. Whoa! You know, the Bible says the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Isn't it interesting how Satan wants to get in there? Folks, the fruit of him is to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. What do you think he's trying to do? And again, you can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from Satan's tree when you look at who's selling it to you. My goodness, friends, we're going to come back. I'm going to play some audio, and I want to introduce you to a woman before the end of the show today, and you're going to be glad that I took the time to introduce you to her. Oh, yesterday, Bradley, that was great. Oh, my gosh, was she on fire? Oh, my gosh, that was great. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, final segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The end of the Sons of Liberty. Okay, I got to get to business here as far as videos, audios go. And what I want to tell you before I play this first audio here, video, is that just last week I played some audio and video of military men and women randomly being asked if they're going to take the COVID-19 vaccination. Okay, they used expletives. The answers were absolutely not. Some of them got angry for even being asked the question. So we see frontline workers refusing the vaccinations. We've seen a majority of the military refusing the vaccinations. We see that the white evangelicals, we were told just yesterday on the propaganda outlets, that they're the problem concerning, those are the anti-vaxxers, right? They're the problems, and we need to deal with them now. This is why they're coming up with forced compliance, and I'm just here to tell you first and foremost, I ain't taking it. And there's no law under heaven where they can make reference to in enforcing their unconstitutional edicts, just for the records. As I said last segment, they're zeroing in on your children right now, okay? Which should come as no surprise. This is a sacrifice. This is about genocide because that's the fruit of what's been going on. And if you look at the devil's minion, Bill Gates, you'll understand again that he is the one that wants to lower the depopulate the planet by 3 billion. He said it. And he said, if we do a real good job on vaccinations, well, guess who's making millions and millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that are actually lining up, if they are in fact lining up. And keep in mind, they've lost the narrative. That's why they're trying to force force it on you, which means a majority of the people in this country, hands down, are saying no to the vaccinations, and good for every single one of you. Put that up against Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19 when you get a moment as well. Now let's get over to the woman that got angry. She had a couple minutes, and she was basically confronting her said representatives. Now, she sounds more like a serf than she does anything else. And if you don't know what a serf is, friends, I want to tell you what a serf is. A serf is someone that's basically subject, a servant or a slave, in employment in slavery. This is an evolutionary view of government. But I don't want to take away from her and giving her a high five for actually standing up and saying enough is enough. This woman is in Georgia. Listen to what she has to say.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing. Social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6 year old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child.
Okay, why is she asking her representatives to take the masks
and
off her children?
I know what I'm going to be met with. But, Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC.
That's right. She's right.
We did elect leaders who do create policy.
No, representatives.
We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6 year old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Okay, now, folks, I just want to make clear that's an evolutionary view of government. Government has no business telling you adults to put a mask on. Okay. Again, we've already been over that 150,000 times. Federal judges, Supreme Court judges, state judges have already told you that what the governors are doing is completely unconstitutional. They have no authority to do it. So for this woman to get up there, I high-five her efforts, but she's ignorant in understanding the position of government. They work for us. We do not work for them. They are not our leaders. They are our representative form of government. Okay? I got to make that clear because you need to understand you are not a serf. You are not working the fields for these individuals, friends. Okay? They work for you. They're there to uphold the laws, nothing more, nothing less. Now what I need to do is I need to get over to this woman real quick, and I'm going to play it out. It's just outstanding. Her name is Leah Dundas. She's an attorney. I want you to listen to the history that she understands. I want you to listen to the heart of what she has to say, because you're going to hear the exact same thing coming from her as to what you've been hearing from us for 17 years on the radio. So without further ado, I'm going to play this out. Okay? This again is Leah Dundas standing up against corruption, taking it to the face of the tyrants. And I want you to listen carefully, friends. Listen and learn.
It's not something you buy. It is something you earn every minute of the day, especially this year. Okay, especially this year, because we have a lot going on. And if you don't know what it's like to live in a blue state or a blue town, let me tell you. This week in Orange County, California, the cattle cars of yesteryear, the cattle cars of Auschwitz came rolling into my town wanting my child to get on board. And that is not acceptable. That is completely unacceptable in any place, but especially.
Okay, I don't know what just happened there.
My child to get on board, and that is not acceptable. That is completely unacceptable in any place, but especially...
Okay, I don't know what's going on there, friends. We're just having some technical issues here. But what we have, friends, is Leah Dundas. She's raising the roof at Health and Freedom 2021. Are we scrolling right now? Is that what's happening? And, of course, friends, we don't have any issues until we play what needs to be played for you to hear. Okay, we can go ahead and give it a shot. Go ahead and play the audio, please. Go ahead and turn that up.
Clayton Chow got together with the superintendent of schools in our county, and they hatched a little plan. And they decided in their wisdom that they were going to take our taxpayer-funded schools and turn them in to COVID vaccination centers so they could deploy an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal trial.
That's right. That's right.
Worse, they decided they were going to see if they could find a way to legally sidestep parental informed consent so that little Johnny
see what happens,
get
friends,
with
these
a donut
tyrants?
After recess at kindergarten and go walking back to the nurse's office and roll his sleeve up and get this experimental protocol without his parents ever being the wiser. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I know exactly how I felt about that. And we only had about 24 hours notice. But we got 200 or 300 of my closest friends to come down to the next board meeting the next night, and we let them know exactly how we felt.
Amen.
Roll the video.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Mahars, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason
listen carefully.
They cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death.
Yep.
Okay? And he was part of the SS. And in 1943, he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EU application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror Communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katya.
Amen.
Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of
Nuremberg
history.
Nuremberg Code.
And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is...
Love you by what we do. Talk to you. A day in 23. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.